Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now, in our epistle reading, Paul talks about them wanting to eat and drink and play. And I don't know about you, but probably when most of us go home, we're going to eat and drink and probably do a little play. Maybe watch a basketball game, football game, whatever. Or maybe just play cards, but we plan to eat and drink and play quite often. But something's going on here with Paul, because Paul talks about it like a pejorative. Something's wrong with eating and drinking and playing. Because really, after all, there's nothing really wrong with it. So what is Paul doing here? He talks about it like it's a bad thing. What's the deal with eating and drinking and playing? Well, Paul says that all those scriptures were written for our instruction, for our learning. So maybe we need to delve into this. And today, we're going to talk about this. And that's what it's going to be about this morning. As we learn about our life of faith and eating and drinking and playing. Now, Israel had belonged to God. They were God's special people. And God called them out, if you remember, Moses, out of the wilderness, out of Egypt and into the wilderness to be fed by him. So they were eating from God's very hand, that manna. And Moses took that staff and hit the rock, and so God was providing them with fresh water to drink. So they were eating and drinking to the Lord. When they needed water, it was there. When they needed food, it was there. But because Israel belonged to God, there were a few things that God wanted them to remember. And that is, they should avoid sexual immorality. They shouldn't test God, but rather they should have faith in God. That's the third thing. But Israel tended to forget that they belong to God. What were the people eating and drinking? When Moses was up on the mountain. They were having a feast. Eating and drinking and playing to the feast of a false god. Here they just come out of Egypt, and suddenly, all of a sudden, let's go out and let's use our freedom as licentiousness to do what the rest of the world is doing. So they were eating and drinking the food that was offered to idols. When people worship the golden calf, they go from eating manna, the water God provided, to the feast of the false gods. In Exodus 32:6, it says, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink. And as they belonged to God, they were not to give in to sexual temptation, which they did. In fact, they began, even it says later, to have illicit relations with the women of Moab and Midian. And these relationships threw them further into idolatry. You know what they did? They put God to the test. We're never to put God to the test. But they put God to the test. And wanted him to give them different food, different drink, different things, God. We don't like what you're serving. And so they grumbled against Moses and against God. And you remember the incident with the bronze serpent, right? It says they grumbled against God, against Moses, the servants. So they determined they were going to overthrow Moses and Aaron. So they got together and they said, "Hey, let's go. Here's the real thing. Let's go back to Egypt. You know, to slavery. Oh, in Egypt they have plenty. Let's go back." Numbers 14, starting with verse 1. Or I'll just say just verse 4. "So they said to one another, 'Let us select a leader and return to Egypt.'" Now, you know, as Christians, we frequently forget that we belong to God. Adam and Eve started it all, didn't they? When they started, how did they rebel against God? By eating the forbidden fruit, eating and drinking what they wanted instead of what God provided for them. And when Christians sin, we pass that sin down to our children. A Hey, whatever sin the parents do in moderation, the kids will do in excess. But we pass it down. We can't help it. We pass it all down. And that's what we call original sin. When Christians like Israel forget that they belong to God, they fall prey to temptation. When Christians give in to sexual temptation, it's often because they forget that their bodies do not belong to themselves. Let me read Corinthians 6:1-20. I'm sorry, I'm going to read 19:20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. You don't have the right to your own body. That doesn't belong to you. It was bought by Christ. It belongs to Jesus Christ. So when we're tempted to sin, we are taking what is holy, that God has created holy, that the Holy Spirit lives in, and we are defaming it. We are completely forgetting about God. When Christians give in to anger, you know what they forget? They forget that God is the one who is just. God says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." We forget that he's the one that will carry out the justice that's not for us to do. Oh, yeah, he'll use the government. God will use different things. But sometimes when we're angry, especially without sin, we're angry because someone has been unjust to us. And God uses us to let that go. When Christians give in the temptation to grumble against God and his servants, it's because they forget that God will supply all of their needs. What does Philippians say? God will supply all of your needs in Christ Jesus. We forget about that. We don't put our trust in God. But Jesus wants to remind us that we do belong to God. And how does he remind us that we belong to God? Well, one of the ways he does is by what we eat and drink. Under the form of that precious bread, Jesus gives us his very body. Take, eat, this is my body, given for you for the remission of sins. It incorporates that with the baptism that God claims us as his child and offers us salvation. Under the form of the wine, Christ gives us his blood, which he said to reconcile us to God. Right? And so we should forget about all the sins that we have through life. God has forgiven them in Christ Jesus. When Satan comes to us and remember all those things, we need to stop and pause. Remember the sacrament. Oh yeah, Jesus shed his body and blood for me. I heard in church, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. I will let go of the past. I mean, I can't learn. I will let go of the past and I will move on joyfully because Christ Jesus has saved me. And when we come upon temptation, we should stop and say, hey, I remember Christ paid for his body. My mouth is Lord. Let me say it again. That Christ Jesus paid for our sins with his very body and blood, which he gave me. Therefore, I am not my own. And I want to come back and I want to remember what Christ Jesus has done for me. I remember the sacrament which he gave to strengthen us. I remember his word. And as I remember his word, we use his word to fight. Especially when we find ourselves in big temptation. That's why we ask kids to memorize stuff. Memorize hymns. Memorize Bible passages. What? Because they will come in. And if you memorize the Bible passage, suddenly maybe the Holy Spirit will pop that in your head. And you'll remember God. And you'll remember what he did for you. And you'll have an answer. Or when you're it's not against what you need to be taught. Constantly reminded all the time. So whenever we feel like we're tempted, it's in this eating and drinking. Jesus reminds us we belong to God. And yes, he said he will give us a way of escape. And that's always in his word by the power of the Holy Spirit. So to reiterate, if we feel tempted to abandon God's design for the human body, then remember the Lord's body and blood. if we are tempted to take vengeance on people whom we don't like, or whatever, again, remember the Lord's body and blood shed for you. And when we feel tempted to grumble because we don't get our way, even if it's in church, we remember the body and blood. The word here is spoken, preached, shared. Care for one another, loved. We remember Christ. Dear season, our dear friends in Christ. Now we're halfway through the Lenten season. The Lenten season, we focus in on the temptations that we all seem to come into and experience. And then we focus on this because we want to try to learn to walk with Jesus, carry our cross, and be faithful. It says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." That's from Revelation. All that fallout of eating and drinking that's in the world, it goes back to the garden. Feel the allure of temptation. And I expect you do. There's good news for you. Because Christ Jesus overcame temptation for you. And when you are so tempted with the temptation the devil can provide, with the temptation the world draws us off to, with the temptation that our own sinful flesh says, you just have to have, whether you're sick, or elated, or poor, or rich, whatever, in whatever place you are in the world, there'll be a temptation with you. But Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And what does he do to help strengthen us? He gives us his very body and blood, which we are going to learn today. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, beloved. Given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. So when you come forward in your sinful self and you take that body and blood, you walk out of here knowing that you're forgiven and set free. You know, you have received a gift from God, which he says, this much I love you. This much I care for you. And this much I will keep you safe in my arms. He's feeding us with his very body and blood. He reminds us we are Christians. He reminds us we are not our own. We were bought with a price. So take, eat, and drink. Remember who you are. And endure. Because God is faithful. Amen.